Thank you for calling Royal Bank America Leasing.
Transferring call. Please hold.
Hello, this is Rob. Can I help you?
Hey, boss. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. So before I get this deal submitted, I just had a question for you. I'm sure on your letterhead, you have like the authority to have the customer's credit run wherever, right? I don't need to get an app from this person.
No, yeah. I mean, she filled it out for me here.
Cool, yeah. But I mean,
there should be one. Yeah, there should be one in there.
I just haven't read your app in full. It says like you, there's a rights to do the signees, right? Whoever you assign
yeah.
it to.
Cool. Yeah, as a I went through this a couple of years ago, I think with somebody else, and they wanted to make sure that it was okay.
Honestly,
so it should be.
I'm not a stickler. I think sometimes these customers will like write us a letter, and I just don't want to have to get her another signed app. So I just want to make sure you know it is. It's all good. I have a question for you. So first question is, and I'm actually going to start off with this deal. So there's two big tax liens. Are those on payment plans?
I don't know. I haven't asked her anything about anything yet.
Here's what I would think, and this is just my two cents with the two lenders, FinPac and Pawnee, that I mentioned. This is a school, right?
Yeah.
And it's a nonprofit, I am assuming, correct or wrong?
Well, I'm not sure if it is or not.
Okay.
She didn't tell me that it was, and they're not. I mean, they only do. I think they only do like first through fourth grade. So it's not like they're a regular grade school or a charter school or something.
Okay. And
so
what is the
they're
equipment
more like
she
an
needs?
Early learning school.
And what is the equipment she needs?
It's a security and fire alarm.
Okay, so I was a little sorry. I misunderstood the transaction. I thought it was a school because with a nonprofit, I just need one PG. If there's actually shareholders on this, I need to know at least that she's the majority owner or account for majority ownership. What I would find out is, are those tax liens on a payment plan? If so, get the agreements. I submit it. The reason why, if I submit this and it gets approved, but they get conditioned with not having, you know, it's just going to waste your time. So that's the biggest issue.
Okay, and this is this a tax lien? Is this on her or is it on the business?
It's on the personal credit report. I'm just taking a look at.
Okay, all right. I'm going down to that now. Okay,
I'm sure some business stuff will come up, but the reality is, no one that I know of, especially, will say, "Hey, look, we're gonna." They're not no one. 9 out of 10 times they're gonna come back and say, "Congratulations, here's your approval, proof of tax lien." Can she get approved? I'd say it's a 50-50 shot. There's not a lot of current credit, obviously. Most of her credit is actually delinquent. That's the current stuff. But she's got a mortgage, so let's try. If she has tax lien info, you get an answer
okay.
in 2 hours.
All right. So we want to get the releases on that.
Not releases, just to see if there's a payment plan. If there's a release, great.
Just
if not, yeah. Hey, okay. Do you have a payment plan? If not, send it to me, and I can give you an answer in 2 hours, whether they say yay or nay.
Okay.
I would just rather do what I call a preemptive strike and send it in with her. I honestly think, from my experience, my guess is Pawnee's going to decline this. I think you got a 50% chance of slipping under the radar at FinPac and just scoring the deal. So I want to talk to you about another deal that we would potentially want to send to you. It is a mess, but you're a guy with a lot of experience, so can I pick your brain?
Okay.
It is not my deal. It is a rep that I'm helping out.
Okay.
He's been here for quite a long time. So here's the basic specs. We've got a local company that does towing. So they tow trucks, cars, all that good stuff. They're buying a massive Freightliner truck. They
okay.
do about, I can actually tell you what they do in sales. And of course, as we always do in our business, whenever the customer applies, they just start miss a stupid bill. So let's bring this up. They're a California company, by the way.
Okay.
So they need to get a 400. And by the way, if you ever run into a deal, I think we talked about it previously. If you ever run into a deal where you have a customer that is they're needing to get something more than they can qualify for. So let's just say you've got app only up to 150. It's one piece of equipment, and you know they're not going to be able to get money for the rest. We often do working capital to supply, to kind of fill in the gaps, just as an FYI.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I know we talked about working capital, but I didn't think of it in that aspect.
There's tons of ways to work on it. I mean, you'd be surprised how many avenues you can use. Because that's what I often have. Like, let's just say, imagine you have a customer, you've got a 150 app only program, whether it's you or in house, and let's just say that your customer needs a 230K CNC machine. And we're always honest with each other. You know that this customer does 1.4 million in sales or 1.1 million in sales. He's lucky to get 150, and you know that no one's going to give him no one's going to give him 220, but he can get 150 app only. And let's say this guy has 10 grand in the bank, and he's dead set on this machine, and it's either I'm going to get this or nothing. Well, working capital can come to dun, 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 dun. It can come, the savior to the rescue. You can get a guy with $1 million, 100 grand in two hours, get him approved, get him funded, and fill in the gaps. Pretty cool. So
okay.
Here's the deal. I think these people do around, I'm going to check, but I think 1.5 to 2.2 million a year in sales. I don't have the tax return in front of me. It is a mom. They've been around forever. The mom owns the business. She has recently mixed an Amex bill and kind of has her score's down to 550. She's not good stuff. Not good times. Her son is highly involved in the business. He is the president, actually. I believe he's the president even on SOS. But he is going to get the business next year, but there's nothing legally showing that he owns the business yet, because he doesn't. He has like a 750 or something, very good credit. They've got $150,000 in their bank account. So you know how painful this is for the rep to see a 550 and miss Amex bill for $50 and have 150 grand in the bank. This customer wants to get a $417,000 2015 slightly used Freightliner to tow. It's like towing big things, obviously.
Yeah, I know. They make the big ones too.
Yeah. We've already got a hunt. So what are some options? We've got an approval for 100K. We've got working capital approved for 180K. But the whole issue is, if we give the guy 100 and we in long-term financing, and we give him working capital for 180, that's 280. If he takes everything in his bank to dump into this transaction, you're looking at he's going to basically be flat broke. So here's a nice thing that I want to run by you. I doubt you have any desire to do a big transaction like this, but because of the credit. But here's a nice thing. These people own trucks. They own them free and clear. So the question is, do you have an equipment leaseback program where you can do cash against the equipment, or no?
Well, I can. I mean, I can do a leaseback, but I can only do it for 90 days going back.
Okay. So you can't do a reimbursement. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of...
We have two programs that do that, actually, as an FYI.
I can only go back 90 days on leaseback stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do. He's trying to get basically, he still needs like 130 that he's trying to, to cover on this thing.
Honestly, I think the reps worked really hard for him, and he's just trying to get these guys talked to us in the past. The customer's not a dumb person. I just thought maybe, as an FYI, we do have a program that you can use me for where someone can come to us, and what we accept is, We accept yellow iron or title vehicles. So let's say you have a customer that comes into you and they say, hey, Rob, and let's just say they don't even want to do working capital, but let's say they say, hey, look, I own two big forklifts. They're worth 100K, or I have a truck worth 100K. We do 50 cents on the dollar on that, up to about 50 to 75 grand. But I didn't know if you guys had that program.
Nah, we don't do anything with that. And so you're willing to look at stuff for additional collateral.
We do a loan against
yellow. Basically yellow iron, though, right?
Yellow iron or truck. If your trucks, we go up to 50 to 75,000 per loan. We have three different programs. So I thought it was two, but actually back in my brain it's three. So let's say a customer comes into you and they say, hey, look, I have a truck worth 100K. I want a three-year loan against it, and I want to pull out cash against it but still use it. Yeah, you can get 50 grand.
Okay.
The question I have for you is this. So I don't know, because you guys, I'm sure, do some custom stuff there, correct?
Yeah.
So here's a question. You've got additional collateral. You've got one truck that's worth $70,000, one truck that's worth $85,000, and one that's worth $45,000. So you've got $195,000. The customer could put down potentially on this transaction. They're buying something that's $417,000 plus tax, and the customer could put down a substantial amount of money, but you know, it's basically an over-collateralized transaction. Is that something you guys would have any interest in?
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't do anything with the extra collateral. That's
okay.
You know, they won't take it here.
Okay.
So, I wish I could.
No worries. I thought I'd ask. Thought it'd be.
It never hurts.
Do you have any idea of anyone that would do anything for this type of weird deal?
Nah, that's what I'm trying to think right now. Any outside source? I don't. I mean, everybody would be pretty traditional in what they're doing. I don't have anybody that takes outside collateral.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody. I mean, if something pops into my head, I'll follow up with you. But off the top, I can't think of anybody to do it.
Okay. So I guess on your deal, I appreciate your time. Let me know on the tax lien. I'll submit it, and I think we got a 50-50 shot of getting it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to I'll follow up with her now and see if I can get a hold of her and see what I can find out. They're, you know, they look like they're like 5 years old, so I'd hope she has something in place.
So. Yeah. Let's see what's up.
Let me see what I got, and I'll let you know.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Ruben. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.